KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 29 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Area and State News. In local news, members of the Griswold School Board met earlier this week, and Superintendent Dave Hendricks said the board decided to list the Elliott Building with a realtor to try and sell the property.
We're also planning on having a surplus auction on June 8th. That will be materials or equipment that we no longer need. A lot of that's going to come from the elementary buildings, but there'll be some extra stuff here at the high school, too. So ask people to be on lookout for sale bill postings when it gets closer to time, and hopefully they can attend the auction and buy some stuff.
The Griswold School Board also approved the 2019-2020 budget, which calls for a levy of $14.01 per $1,000 assessed valuation.
We had a hearing first, which we had no questions or public comments, so later in the agenda it was approved. There's some highlights there. Our total levy rate is $14.01, which we told our patrons when we passed the bond referendum that it would not exceed $14.02, so we're able to stay within that.
The levy rate breaks down to $10.68 for the general fund, $0.73 for the management fund, which helps pay for the property insurance, unemployment insurance, and workman's comp. The PEPL, physical plant and equipment levy, gets 33 cents in debt service. To make a payment on the elementary building, receive $2.28. The Griswold School Board also raised the driver's education fees for this coming summer.
We increased the student fee from $300 to $325, and we also set a fee for students that maybe attend another district that want to take driver's ed here. It was set at $425, and of course, the stipulation is going to be as long as we have room, we want to take care of our own kids first. And then we did increase the pay for the instructor. The classroom portion is paid a straight fee, no matter how many kids there are. That increase went from $1,300 to $1,400. And then as far as the driving time, that instructor is paid an hourly wage. We increase that from $25 an hour to $30.
The board decided also to purchase a used vehicle for driver's ed. The vehicle they'll be looking for will cost between $10,000 and $15,000. The old driver's ed car, he said, would be sold at a surplus auction. Hendricks said also they've missed 75 instructional hours of the required 1,080 days, or 80 hours it is, but they'll make those up. The dates have not yet been finalized. In other business, the board evaluated Board Secretary Nancy Taylor in a closed session. Hendricks said that went very well. Another closed session was held for the purpose of collective bargaining strategy. The Griswold School Board also agreed to continue a mowing contract with Bob's Mowing since there were no other bids, and he's done the work for several years. Hendricks said the price was nearly identical to last year. Republicans in the Iowa Senate have approved a bill that would no longer require Iowa schools to collect proof that students have been screened for lead poisoning as well as vision and dental problems. Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, says that it gives schools the option of telling parents and health care providers to forward that information to the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Schools are bearing the burden of this paperwork nightmare. A paperwork nightmare that does nothing to support the health and safety and well-being of students. It's simply paperwork.
Senator Herman Kornbach, a Democrat from Ames, says local schools are better able to track down parents who haven't had their kids tested.
The bill removes the requirement for the schools to report to the Department of Public Health the list of kids who are enrolled in kindergarten. So under this bill, the Department of Public Health won't even know who they're supposed to follow up with.
Senator Liz Mathis, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says schools should collect this information because healthy kids perform better in school.
I think this bill looks at screening and testing as a transaction.
Sinclair says she's baffled by the pushback.
Let's talk about this. It's the 21st century, ladies and gentlemen. Why are we having parents shuffle papers to and from providers that ultimately get stuffed in somebody's drawer and doesn't really serve the needs of a child anyway?
The bill now goes to the Iowa House for consideration. And the Iowa House has voted to remove a requirement that children between the ages of 12 and 15 complete a hunter safety course in order to hunt deer with a pistol or revolver. Republican Representative Matt Winchittle of Missouri Valley says this clarifies part of a 2017 gun rights law.
I believe that parents know best. I trust Iowans. I trust them to make the responsible decisions when it comes to raising their children.
Under the bill, anyone under the age of 20 would be able to legally hunt deer with a handgun or pistol if they're under the direct supervision of a parent or responsible adult who's at least 21. Representative Art Stade of Cedar Rapids was among the Democrats who criticized the bill. Stade said it will cause more serious injuries and death.
I don't have that same degree of trust to all the parents in Iowa. Read the paper.
House Democratic Leader Todd Pritchard of Charles City unsuccessfully argued tweens and teenagers should complete a hunter safety course before being allowed to hunt with a pistol or handgun.
That is called common sense safety.
Representative Sharon Steckman, a Democrat from Mason City, said children need to take the course to learn how to properly handle and aim a gun.
Most hands of young children are not developed enough to hold one of these weapons.
Winchell says requiring hunter safety courses for kids is an arbitrary restriction on parental rights.
We should not sit up here on thrones on high and tell them that we know better because we collectively do not.
57 members of the House agreed and voted to send the bill to the Senate. Under current state law, Iowans between the ages of 12 and 15 may hunt without adult supervision, but they must have passed a hunter education course and paid for a hunting license. Elsewhere in the news, the Creston Police Department reports today there was one arrest in an incident of theft. Officials say 33-year-old Trell Curtis Peterson of Creston was arrested Wednesday morning on an outside agency warrant. Peterson was later released on a $5,000 bond. And a Creston man reported to police Wednesday that sometime over the past month, someone stole tools from his garage and shed in the 500 block of North Birch Street. Among the items missing, a Ryobi impact gun, 18-volt batteries, a drive ratchet, a sander, and an LED flashlight. The loss was estimated at $300. Officials at the Harlan Police Department have issued a report on arrests from over the past couple of weeks. This past Sunday, 28-year-old Alicia Arlene DeLaca of Avoca was arrested following a traffic stop. DeLaca was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with operating while intoxicated, prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating without owner's consent, false reports to police, driving while revoked, and careless driving. Last Saturday, 24-year-old Khadijah Meeks of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. Meeks was transported to the Shelby County Jail, where she was charged with driving while revoked and violation of financial liability. On March 12th, 24-year-old Matthew Allen Strong of Harlan was arrested on an active Shelby County warrant. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of burglary tools. Following a traffic stop on March the 8th, Harlan police arrested 27-year-old Miranda June Willis of Charter Oak. She was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a non-registered vehicle, and improper tail lamps. And on March 7th, 27-year-old Jacob Wayne Jens of Avoca was arrested in Harlan on an active Shelby County or Pottawatomie County warrant. Custody of Jens was transferred to a Shelby County deputy for transport to Pottawatomie County. Police in Glenwood report a woman was arrested on a trio of charges Wednesday morning. 34-year-old Elizabeth Horn of Glenwood was taken into custody for domestic abuse, assault, theft, and burglary. She was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail until seen by a magistrate. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on separate Page County probation violation warrants Tuesday. 22-year-old Jared Douglas Comstock of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Sheriff's Office, and he was being held on a $5,000 cash-only bond pending future court proceedings. And 52-year-old Ronald Leslie Burden Jr. of Hopkins, Missouri, was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Burden was arrested at the Andrew County, Missouri, Sheriff's Office. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday there were two separate arrests for OWI. At around 1:50 a.m. on Wednesday, 33-year-old Holly Brockman of Council Bluffs was arrested for OWI first offense. And at around 6:10 p.m. Tuesday, 31-year-old Victoria Jolay Hopkinson of Council Bluffs was arrested following a traffic stop on a vehicle with an expired registration sticker. Hopkinson was charged with OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. A records check indicated she also was driving while suspended. And sheriff's officials in Mills County yesterday said there were two separate arrests that took place Wednesday morning. At around 1:50 a.m., 36-year-old Jacob Lee Kimball of Henderson was arrested in Henderson for violation of a no-contact order. He was being held without bond. And at around 6:40 a.m. Wednesday, 39-year-old Robert Justice of Glenwood was arrested in Glenwood for driving under suspension and failure to have SR-22 insurance. His bond was set at $1,300. Finally, in area news, deputies of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday arrested 32-year-old Michael Sharon of Thurman. Sharon was taken into custody on a Fremont County warrant for criminal mischief. Deputies allege that on March 16th, Sharon had kicked in a door to a residence he was staying at in Thurman, causing damage. Deputies located Sharon hiding inside of a camper located on vacant property in Thurman. He was later released on his own recognizance by the magistrate. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.